This is From Loss to Hope with your host, Jackie Stubblefield. I walk alongside you who have lost loved ones, health, home, or relationships to a place of hope as we study and trust in the truth of God's Word. This is episode 46, Principles for Building Trust in God. What's the most important part of a house? The foundation. If it's not built correctly, the house will suffer. Our faith is like a house which needs a firm foundation. We will be discussing principles for building trust in God. Here are some questions. What does the Bible say about building trust in God? What are the principles for trusting God? Trusting God in all circumstances. And what does the Bible say about building trust in God? Psalm 127:1. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. Building trust on our own righteousness, church, or family is the wrong foundation. Unless it's built on Jesus Christ, the house will fall apart. Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Here are some principles for trusting God. 1. Don't trust opinion, not yours or anyone else's. Always go to God's Word to see what He has to say. Our opinions can be influenced by the world. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. BibleRef.com says, Solomon offers sound advice for life. Human understanding is always subject to error. What appears to be the right choice might be the wrong choice. But the Lord sees the big picture and He always knows what's best for us. The point here is not to be mindless or naive. Rather, we need to recognize our own limitations. 2, fully commit every part of your life to the Lord. Psalm 37:5, commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like a noonday sun. If we're not careful, we can pick certain areas of our life where we want God and leave others out. Hey, we still like control, right? In marriage, if we don't completely commit to that person, will the marriage work? Not very likely. We need to bond to our mate to build the relationship. It's the same with the Lord. Have a relationship is not a relationship. Commit to Him completely to build your trust. 3, do not conform to the world. Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. We are in the world, so it can be difficult to ignore everything that we hear, see, and sometimes accept. The Lord wants us to be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. That's why we read His Word. It's powerful and can change our lives. Then we're able to better discern His will. We can make better choices with the Holy Spirit's guidance. 4, we walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we live by faith, not by sight. And we've all said this, I won't believe it till I see it. Well, if that's our attitude, then our trust is non-existent. Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Trust or faith in God is not dependent on what we see. This verse tells us our confidence is in God, and He assures us that our hope is real in Jesus Christ. If we can trust Him with our souls, then we should be able to trust Him with everything else. Faith is empty without trust. Number 5, do not doubt, James 1:6. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like the wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. Here's an important element of trust. There are times when our prayers are not answered like we want because we didn't trust Him that He would do it. For whatever reason, doubt crept in and made our trust waver. At other times, we didn't have enough trust to even ask. We assumed He'd say no. We wonder why God doesn't respond like we want. We are fickle humans because we don't trust enough. Number 6, don't be impatient. Psalm 27:14, wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. BibleRef.com. Regardless of the exact aim of this phrase, the admonition is good for everyone who wants to do the Lord's will. God's timetable may differ from ours. We tend to want an immediate answer to our prayers, but the Lord is never in a rush. He may not answer us immediately, but He has promised to answer in time of need, Hebrews 4:16. Waiting on the Lord draws us close to Him and teaches us to be patient. Well, I have to admit, patience is not one of my natural traits. I have to pray and trust the Lord to help me. It is a fruit of the Spirit, and when we're depending on the Lord, it can shine through. Hard as it can be, it is a trait that's very important in our request to God. Number 7, trusting God in all circumstances. Psalm 62:8. Trust Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Trusting God is the same every time we need Him. It may feel different at times because we need every ounce we can muster. I use the word feel here. Remember, we trust in God because He is proven to be reliable. We always go to what we know about Him and not how we are feeling emotionally at the moment. God is bigger and stronger than any feeling we can ever have. Trust Him. Here are a few benefits of trusting God. 1, we have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Do you ever think about the enormity of this promise? As humans with limited lifespan, the hope of eternal life is life-giving in itself. The drudgery of this world would be too much to bear without this benefit from God our Savior. Number 2, we have the help of the Holy Spirit. John 14:26. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you. Jesus not only died for us, but when He left, He sent us a helper. We cannot do anything for the Lord without the Holy Spirit's help. 3, we have the gift of His Word, Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and it judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Not only did it give us his word, but it gave us a tool that is alive and can penetrate our souls and mind. Reading it works miracles in our lives. Number four, God knows what is best. Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. Of all the counselors that we can choose, the Lord is the only one that knows everything. He is there only for our good. The hard part is to realize that all things God works for the good of those who love him. That is both good and bad that happens to us. Jesus told us in John 16:33 that we will have trouble. So did he. Trials are part of life on this earth. The good and easy part is that the Lord is here for us in those trials. He overcame the world and we can too. He promises to comfort and strengthen us in difficult situations. Number five, he will guide us. Proverbs 3:6. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. When we acknowledge who God is, the master of the universe and all creation, he is there to guide our journey and make it the best it can be. This benefit is only for those who trust in him. Number six, he gives us gifts of peace, joy, and hope. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. By his gift of the Holy Spirit, we are blessed with an overflowing hope. This hope brings peace and joy to our lives. Conclusion. Trust begins with the acceptance of Jesus Christ as our Savior. Each step of trust builds upon that foundation, and slowly the house of trust begins to become stronger. As the winds of life begin to flow across the house, the Lord helps us trust him more. We experience what life is like with him and realize we don't want it any other way. Of course, it's God's strength that moves the building of trust forward. Please remember to subscribe to From Lost to Hope so you will be notified of the next podcast.